Blackstone Audio presents Indian Pipes by Cynthia Riggs. For Dionys Coffin Riggs, poet, 1898 to 1997. Chapter 1. The fog poured in from Vineyard Sound, driven by a northwest wind that whipped it up the steep clay cliffs, streamers of denseness interspersed with open patches. Through gaps in the fog, 92-year-old Victoria Trumbull could see the beam from the lighthouse as it swept round and round above them, alternating red and white, warning mariners of the treacherous rocks of Devil's Bridge that stretched out into the Sound far below them. Victoria's geologist daughter Amelia claimed the rocks were a terminal moraine dropped by the glacier 20,000 years ago. Wampanoag legend said the rocks were scattered by the giant Moshop when he emptied his pipe into the waters of the Sound. As the light swept above them in the gathering dusk, droplets of moisture in Victoria's white hair glistened red, then white. She leaned on the stick her granddaughter Elizabeth had cut from the lilac tree and gazed down. She could hear the pounding surf 200 feet below her, but she could see almost nothing. The bell buoy off Devil's Bridge clanged. Far away, a foghorn moaned. "Hiram Pennypacker is the worst bore on this island," said Elizabeth, who was standing behind her grandmother. Victoria's wrinkles framed her smile. "He's got some fierce competition," she said. "We simply wanted to drop off that broken chair for him to fix, but no, talk, talk, talk." Elizabeth edged closer to the fence. Her arms were summer tan against her white T-shirt. "You can't see much, can you?"